The Commandant of Auschwitz lives with his wife and kids in a lavish house on the other side of the concentration camp walls. Unlike the Spielbergian emotion of Schindler's List, director Jonathan Glazer takes an inverted approach, focusing on the mundane life of a Nazi housewife tending her garden juxtaposed with the faint sounds of gunfire and screams in the distance. The mundane pacing can try our patience, but that's precisely the point, how willfully ignorant people can go about their lives as atrocities occur next door. It ends by powerfully cutting to present day as custodians clean the floors of the camp, which is now a Holocaust museum, warning us never again. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.